Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler, of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's a new legislative session, and this week a brand new crop of legislators was sworn in, and it's something of a record in terms of numbers of new members as well as big changes in terms of the balance in the State House. What's going on?
Well, very excited about coming into the new cycle. We have a good class of incoming freshmen. It's second only to my class that came in 4 years ago in regards to size. Particularly happy regarding one individual that's coming in, Representative Ryan Ahmet, who was sworn in with me this past week. As many listeners probably know, he is also a Salenka graduate, and he joins myself and Representative Keith Gillespie up there. So Salenka is very well represented in the General Assembly. In addition to that, we have a very healthy majority. The majority is 112-91, so it certainly looks like we're going to be able to address many of the issues that need addressed in this upcoming session.
And one of those issues that needs to be addressed has to do with, of course, financial matters and some problems that people have seen with the way government money is spent, especially in a couple of programs that are generally governed by the Department of Welfare. What's going on with these programs and how can some money be saved here?
Well, back in 2007, Auditor General Jack Wagner had highlighted two different programs that he felt had an abnormally high amount of fraud or the potential for fraud in them. They are the Low Income Heating and Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP program, as well as the Weatherization Program. What makes the Weatherization Program unique is it's actually monitored outside the Department of Public Welfare and actually monitored by Department of Community and Economic Development. So it's going to make it a little bit more difficult to administer these programs. What I did as a result of reading his audits back in 2007 was immediately worked with his office and drafted two different bills, since the programs are in different departments, and we're going to put some checks and balances in them. We're going to require cross-checking of addresses, income, the number of dependents in a household, and whether or not a household is actually applying for more than one grant under these programs. Under the LIHEAP program, individuals can actually get cash assistance to help pay for heating oil. So it's a very well-intentioned program. Unfortunately, there are individuals out there who feel the need to abuse the program and apply for things they simply don't qualify for. Now, the weatherization program is actually a much more interesting program because that one actually looks at cutting long-term costs. Unfortunately, it gets a smaller share of the money in regards to state and federal dollars that are available. But what they'll do in that program is increase insulation in a home, increase energy-efficient appliances, windows, or other changes in the household that will allow the individual to eventually spend less money heating their home and using the electricity there. In regards to the actual fraud, it's a wide variety. We've got individuals who are falsifying claims, not reporting all of their income. And probably one of the biggest red flags that went up was the number of individuals who were receiving benefits using deceased individuals' Social Security numbers. So both of these bills look to rein all of those in. The bills previously in the last session and again in this session have been endorsed by the Auditor General. I've been working closely with his office, and hopefully we'll be able to get these out of the gate as soon as we get the new session rolling.
And it's pretty unusual to get bipartisan support for a welfare reform bill like this, so there must really be some need for a close look at these programs.
Absolutely, there has to be a real close look. I mean, this budgetary cycle, we're looking at a huge deficit, probably as high as $4 or perhaps even $5 billion. So each and every program is going to come under increased scrutiny in regards to where the money's spent, how it's spent. And I believe the voters spoke very strongly in the last election cycle. They want a government that gets the most value out of the dollars they spend, not one that just spends money.
Representative Cutler, thanks for this report to your constituents. Tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.